Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news that networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for June 28th in the year of our Lord, 2022. This is our one of two. And our goal always, to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country. We use the supreme law of the land, the Constitution of the United States of America, as our guide. We're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the Founding Fathers, one of the great solutions we have at our fingertips, and we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to the broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. A quick recap of yesterday's show. We talked about how there's delays and cancellations, and airlines are just having an absolute meltdown. They're playing the blame game. Airlines want to blame the FAA, and the FAA wants to blame the airlines. Bottom line, you know what? It's getting to where I don't even know that you can trust the airlines to get anywhere these days. It's such a fiasco, ladies and gentlemen. The government is in trouble because the liberals, the pro-death folks, want to burn it down. Pro-choice activists plan next steps after SCOTUS overturns Roe. CNN. Yeah, Planned Parenthood of Utah filing a lawsuit against the state. That's happening all over the country now. Lawsuits galore, rioting, protesting, supposedly destroying life, liberty, and property in their wake everywhere they go. Protests are erupting across the United States after the Supreme Court reverses Roe versus Wade. Violent protests at Arizona State Capitol. See, there's no such thing as a violent protest, ladies and gentlemen. That's criminal activity, not a protest. And remember, you don't even have the right to protest. You have the right to peacefully assemble. Abortion protests in Portland turn violent after court ruling. I guess L.A. protest turns violent. Protesters lob rocks and bottles at the cops. Homeland Security predicting weeks of violence in the wake of Roe decision. Almost makes you wonder if Homeland Security's helping promote the violence, it seems. With Roe versus Wade overturned now, could same-sex marriage be next? Or same-sex marriage be next? We sure pray so. We got to jettison that yesterday, ladies and gentlemen. It's against the law of Almighty God. Donald Trump erupted on top Republicans in name only on Sunday. Issue a scathing statement against them, saying these stupid people are nasty, jealous, not smart, and of no use to our country. No use to the potential greatness of our country. Well, I appreciate his comments, except for to me, they're just divisive. I don't see how they help at all. Donald Trump continues and says they talk, they criticize, and they complain, but they don't have the ability or the talent to get anything done. They are short-sighted losers. And they'll never be helpful to make America great again. 45th President Donald Trump. I just don't find his comments helpful, ladies and gentlemen. When we already have this hostility in America, violence everywhere, all this stuff going on, why ratchet up the rhetoric? Why not stick to the issues at hand? Look, we're delighted for the pro-life decision. Okay? We now need to discuss, can abortion pills overcome U.S. state bans? Are we just going to move from abortions at a clinic to pills at home? Or can we stop that too? The pro-life battle is just beginning, ladies and gentlemen. Make no mistakes, women oftentimes are not even informed that the virtual birth control pills can cause abortions too. That's right. Once the egg's fertilized, these pills can oftentimes prevent the fertilized egg or the baby from connecting to the uterine wall. Therefore, it passes through and dies. That's all because the abortion pill, I mean the birth control pill, weakens the lining in the uterus, sloughing off the baby. While the main purpose of birth control pills are supposedly to keep the sperm from fertilizing the egg, the bottom line, if the pill fails, it can act as abortifacient. That's right. The pill thins the lining of the uterus, preventing the fertilized egg from living, thus creating death. It all comes down to when you believe conception starts, right? All right, now California's out of control. They want to kill all dissenting talking points on COVID in California now. Doctors are now warning that it would spell the end of what they call scientific integrity and medical freedom. Bob Unruh with World Net Daily. In California, they're even still now trying to quill dissent on COVID. Hour two, we had Dr. Scott Bradley with us, freedomsrisingsun.com. We also had Sheriff Richard Mack with us because yesterday was the day, the 25th anniversary, where SCOTUS gave Mack the ruling over the United States. Yeah, they cannot force the Brady Bill. That was the case 25 years ago. Sadly, Joe Biden now, as history repeats itself, signs bipartisan safety bill into law. He said, God willing, it's going to save a bunch of lives. It won't. You got to understand, more guns, less crime is the reality, folks. When you take away guns from the good guys, it will not help the situation at all. The criminals don't obey laws. They'll have guns and we'll all be defenseless in a turkey shoot. That's how it really is in gun-free zones. But, of course, they'll never admit the truth. Government wants to take away your guns. When the people are afraid of the government, we have tyranny. When the government's afraid of the people, we have liberty. You decide where we are today, please. How much of your tax dollars goes to fund Planned Parenthood? Do you even know? According to Fox News, according to the over the past 10 years, the abortion giant has received nearly $4.3 billion. That's a half a billion a year going to Planned Parenthood. We fund pro-death. All right, we got good news, though. Finally, Joe Kennedy, the high school coach. He's the football coach that was fired by his district for praying. He had solitary prayers. Well, it turns out that he has his free speech. It was unconstitutional to fire the guy. The court's majority held that the free exercise and free speech clauses of the First Amendment protect him from reprisal. Their actions were unconstitutional. Good for Joe standing up. Our prayers have been with him the whole time. And finally, we get two wins in a row, pro-life and pro-Joe, I guess is how it is. Anyway, great news on that, and that's a recap of yesterday's broadcast. News the Network's Refused to Use starts now. The good Sheriff Richard Max with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Sam, thanks for that review, and thanks for having me this beautiful Tuesday morning.
All right, sir. 4th of July is coming up in just a few days, as you know. And it turns out that Americans plan on spending a staggering amount of money on alcohol for the 4th of July. There's a study from Wallet Hub on this. Guess how much we're going to spend on alcohol?
On nationwide? I don't think I could even fathom a guess at that.
Just try. I know you'll be way off because you don't have any reference points. So, neither did I. But either way, you'll be shocked.
So I would go with $500 million.
All right. Do you want to guess that, Cameron, our board op, our producer? You want to guess this one? How much money do Americans plan on spending on alcohol to celebrate America's birthday, the 4th of July, if you will? A Wallet Hub study indicates how much? $1.4 billion. So triple what Sheriff Mack said, way more than Cameron. And I didn't even get a chance to guess because I just saw the number.
State.
It is shocking, ladies and gentlemen. $1.4 billion. And Sheriff, here's what I find fascinating. Americans don't have enough money to help this network stay funded. They don't have enough money to help the CSPOA stay funded and train sheriffs all across the country. But, man, beer and wine and alcohol, $1.4 billion one day to get, to dull your senses for the greatest, one of the greatest days to be celebrated ever? It's insanity, sir.
Yeah, I guess. Well, I guess you take into consideration every baseball game in America
you know, every farm league team, you know, AAA and all of them. It, baseball is a big day, and obviously golf is. And sometimes I look at pro sports and, well, any sports. I look at any of the sports, and it just seems like an excuse to go drink. It, you know, do guys really go golfing to enjoy golf, or is it just that they play a little golf while they enjoy drinking? It's such a cultural norm, and man, that's what I would like to see, that it would not be. You know, I think if there's any way we can change some of our habits and just look at things that really don't matter and don't help, it would be the cultural norm of just, we drink too much. It just is such a cultural norm, and I would love to see that change.
When I hear about the poverty across America, when I hear about struggling families and individuals, and then I hear that we spent $1.4 billion on a single day on literally alcohol alone, I just go, wow. Maybe we could turn our hearts towards God and service to one another. And then I see this next headline, which even shocks me more. Dozens of major corporations are offering to pay for their employees to travel out of state to obtain abortions. Hang tight. Sheriff Mack will respond to this. It's not one company, two companies, 10 companies. It's 50-plus huge companies all funding abortions across state lines now. Liberty Roundtable Live.
There has been no evidence of widespread voter fraud.
The 2020 elections were one of the most corrupt in history. See the proof for yourself.
We tracked 2,000 mules making multiple ballot drops.
2,000 mules, a shocking new movie from Dinesh D'Souza.
One mule made 53 trips to 20 drop boxes.
2,000 mules. Join the special virtual premiere and Q&A on May 7th. Get your tickets now. Available only at 2000mules.com. 2000mules.com. Sponsored by Salem Media Group.
Small Business Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your business. Our team specializes in information and technology, social media, general consulting, and HR. We thrive on assisting startup entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea. To schedule your free discovery call today, consider sbtechguys.com. We keep an eye on tech, so you don't have to. sbtechguys.com.
Why does the left lie constantly? Because they get spiritual power from lying. The lies come from Satan, the father of lies. John 8:44. Here's how the political lying process works. Satan provides the beast with a lie. Then the more they use the lie, the more spiritual power they get. Look, the media is a lie multiplier, and this multiplication gives more evil spiritual power to the beast, and that can overwhelm and even deceive the body of Christ, especially when the body is being disobedient to the head. The churches today are incorporated, so they're subordinate to human government. They obey the beast and do nothing to restore our national relationship with God. And the government shall be on his shoulders, Isaiah 9:6. That verse is not for the present-day church. Rather, it is for the end-time church, the body of the line of Judah. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, Sheriff Richard Mack on your radio, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about, we spend $1.4 billion on alcohol on 4th of July alone, and now massive corporations are going to basically move women across state lines and fund abortions en masse, Sheriff.
Say that again. On what?
En masse. I mean, tons of them. There's just the list of big companies just grow every day. There's dozens and dozens that are ready to go ahead and take women across state lines and fund their abortions so they can be back at their desk and work tomorrow, buddy.
Well, yeah, they're offering that as a quote subsidy to their health insurance policies. And these companies are very wealthy, and they're adding that to them, saying, hey, you don't have to worry. And what this shows, Sam, is that the hype from the left and all the protests are bogus. We did not get rid of abortion as much as I would like to have seen it and unilaterally, but the federal government does not have the authority to do that in the first place, because it's not written, that kind of authority is not delegated to them in the Constitution. And so they called it correctly. We're going to turn this back to the states, but the state shouldn't be allowed to do it either. And then this comes up with the question, does the federal government have a responsibility to get involved when states are murdering babies? And I would say that every government, I don't care at what level, would have a responsibility and duty to protect life. It's the basis of our entire government as established within and documented within the Declaration of Independence. Life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness. Those are the three main tenets. The backdrop of American liberty and then backdrop of American principles are those three. Everything in the Constitution is to protect those three. And so the debate would only be about the federal government. Would they be within their proper role to even stop the states from having any abortion? Because I believe it would be akin to JFK sending troops into Alabama to promote desegregation, as he did for University of Alabama, black students trying to go there. I have maintained that all of us in every branch of government at every level have a duty to protect life. And so I just kind of went both sides on that. But yes, they don't have the authority to tell the states what to do. But in this particular case, I believe all of us have the responsibility to protect life. And that, you know, how that would be, and Sam, what this would look like if, you know, arresting a 13-year-old girl who got pregnant and then she had an abortion, did she do it on her own? Did she do it with her parents? And so on. There's a lot of things here logistically that really bother me, and that I would have to personally come to grips with. But this is the issue that you bring up. It's a very legitimate issue. And these other companies that want to offer that right now, that is completely legal, although obviously I don't support that from companies, but companies have that prerogative at this point. Do I support it? No. Am I surprised by these companies offering that? Oh, absolutely not. No. No. But well, it's part of the, it's part of the game. Gentlemen.
All I can tell you is this. We need to look at it state by state and say, what are we going to do if a Utah woman is transferred to, say, Colorado, funded by Corporation A, you know, and then an abortion is obtained when it's outlawed in the state of Utah? We need to wrestle with these things and figure out what we're going to do. But I say shame on these massive corporations that are all pro-death. And really, in my opinion, we should boycott them and not buy products from them. We should quit and not be willing to work for them. Americans need to start to stand up. And the reason that I highlight the alcohol story above, you know, hey, we're not taking anything seriously. It's all about partying and all about a good time. We need to start to say, hey, let's drink a lot less, save $1.4 billion. Let's go ahead and, you know what, reject these major corporations and their stance. If they simply had no employees tomorrow, they'd change their tune or go away. Folks, that's really the bottom line. Well, now, her name is Angelia, I think, Rose Gomez, or Angela. She's the mom who saved her own children from the Uvalde massacre, right? She defied orders. She went in there. She saved her own children. Now she says she's being harassed by the cops. The Blaze with the details, Sheriff.
Oh, my gosh. Harassed by the cops. See, that, and see, this is the whole thing I've said. When government does the wrong thing, people stand up on their own to do the right thing, you know, go for it. And, yeah, she made them look bad. She made these, I was going to say cowards, but she's going to say she's making these mistaken cops look bad. And that's probably why they're showing some antagonism towards her, because and man, these cops don't need her help to look bad. They did it all on their own.
That's for sure, but to harass her just adds insult to injury. They claim if she talks to the media, she'll have all kinds of problems, da-da-da. She's been harassed and called, and when they're exercising outside or whatever, lights are shined on them by the cops. And
the Uvalde County Sheriff, the Uvalde County Sheriff should be taking action against those city police officers, and he should be telling them that he should be going public. I need to call him. He should be going public and saying these district police officers and these city police officers, we will be providing security and safety for the citizen who did this, and we will be protecting her against these cops. He absolutely should be doing that.
Being harassed by the cops or children being harassed. What a disgrace we are in America. Instead of, when a mistake is made, instead of just having a candid, you know what, humble moment of accountability, moving on, what we do is we just bury everything and then create these massive fiascos. And now she's at odds with the cops. Why? Why do we make enemies out of all these people? If you're not fighting with the IRS, you're fighting with your free speech. If you're not fighting with that, you're fighting over this. And that, it just never seems to end, ladies and gentlemen. What a disgrace. Well, now there's a big battle in the state of New York. State Supreme Court rejects law giving non-citizens the right to vote. Judge from Staten Island, New York, said the measure, which would have allowed more than 800,000 non-citizens to vote, it's unconstitutional, Sheriff. So let me get this clear. There's no vote fraud going on, okay? But they tried to make it to where illegals could vote, and it would affect the tune of 800,000. And so they did that, but now the judge says it's unconstitutional, you can't do it. But this all amounts to vote fraud, Sheriff. If you say it can happen, but yet it's unconstitutional, and anybody votes, where do we go from here? I mean, it's amazing. They say there's no vote fraud, and then we see these battles. And now they said, well, illegals can vote. And now the judge says, no, they can't. It's unconstitutional. The battle's on, sir.
Yeah, it is. And we actually got contacted by one of our CSPUA contacts in Las Vegas, and a lady came to him who worked the polls and said there were so many illegal aliens voting, registering the same day and then voting right then and there. And most of them had no proper identification to do so. And so she might be attending. I told our contact to go ahead and have her come and we'd see. That's what you and Tanya and I and Rick probably, I don't know, we need to divide up all the assignments. We also need to find out who we're actually going to have a say a few words at our press conference on July 12th. It's getting really big and a lot of people are coming. So it looks like we're going to have a management issue on that. We're really glad we're getting a lot of interest on the press conference. It's amazing. And it's starting to really fall into place. Let's just put it that way.
Amen to that. Now, Obama loves illegal voting. He encouraged it when he was president.
Many of the millennials, dreamers, undocumented citizens, and I call them citizens because they contribute to this country.
Wait a minute. They're citizens because they contribute to this country? Dishonest lie straight from the media. But then Obama doubles down and supports her.
Are fearful of voting. So if I vote, will immigration know where I live? Will they come for my family and deport us?
Not true. Okay. And the reason is, first of all, when you vote, you are a citizen yourself. And
whoa. When you vote, you're a citizen yourself, says Barack.
And there is not a situation where the voting rolls somehow are transferred over and people start investigating, etc. The sanctity of the vote is strictly confidential.
When you vote, you're a citizen, he says. When you contribute to this country, you're a citizen, they lie and claim. Hang tight. Liberty Roundtable Live with Sheriff Mack on your radio.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Voters are heading to the polls today in a number of states. They'll be deciding races up and down the ballot in New York, Illinois, Colorado, Utah, Oklahoma, Nebraska, and South Carolina. Ghislaine Maxwell could be condemned to spend the rest of her life behind bars when she is sentenced today for helping pedophile Jeffrey Epstein sexually abuse young girls. The bodies of at least 46 people were found dead inside a tractor trailer in San Antonio, Texas on Monday after a presumed migrant smuggling attempt went bad. Authorities say 16 people were found in the trailer, including four minors that were taken to local hospitals with heat stroke and exhaustion. Three people have been arrested and taken into custody, and the matter was being pushed to federal authorities. Texas Governor Republican Greg Abbott says these deaths are on Biden's hands because of his open border policy. USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The made-for-TV January 6th committee called for a special session today. An aide to former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows will be questioned again. An Amtrak train hits a dump truck in Missouri.
3 people are dead and dozens are injured after an Amtrak train derailed after hitting a dump truck in Missouri. Governor Michael Parson.
It's very unfortunate anytime you have a derailment of a train and multiple cars. It's not a good day.
7 cars have derailed. There are multiple injuries, and we can confirm there are 3 fatalities. 2 on the train and 1 in the dump truck.
The National Transportation Safety Board said it is launching a 14-member GO team to investigate the crash. The train originated from Los Angeles and was on its way to Chicago. This comes one day after an Amtrak train collided with a car in California, killing 3 people. From the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
USA Radio News.
Vote fraud going on, ladies and gentlemen. The mainstream press in bed with former Barack Hussein Obama setting the stage for illegals to vote. New York taking the bait, but now a judge says it's unconstitutional. Illegals voting, is that vote fraud? Here's Barack and company in the media.
Many of the millennials, dreamers, undocumented citizens, and I call them citizens because they contribute to this country.
When you vote, you are a citizen yourself. And
there you go. Hey, that's where we're at, Sheriff. Are you comfortable with president of the United States?
What if you're a citizen that doesn't contribute? So I'm not allowed to vote now because I don't get involved civic affairs, or I don't care about anything. But on voting day, on election day, I do go vote. You have to be, according to her, you have to be a contributing citizen. And Barack Obama, what have I said about him? He's probably the biggest liar president we've ever had. The smoothest talking liar we've ever had. But he, nonetheless, a very good liar, a communist, a Marxist. And I said that we would never survive him financially. We sort of survived that, but I don't believe that we'll get over his socialistic, communistic influence for a long time. And the types of lies that he told then, people believe him, and the millennials believe him. And the propaganda and brainwashing that man put forth to our younger citizens, our younger children, our younger citizens, using the word citizen, No, there is a process to become a citizen, and it's not just because you're here. And
you're a good guy and you want to vote there, you know, and if you vote, all of a sudden you become a citizen. But then he sicks the IRS on the rest of the population.
Oh, of course.
Now, before I begin, I'd just like to clear the air about that little controversy everybody was talking about a few weeks back. I have to tell you, I really thought this was much ado about nothing. But I do think we all learned an important lesson. I learned never again to pick another team over the Sun Devils in my NCAA brackets.
Yeah.
It won't happen again.
Now listen up.
President Crow and the Board of Regents will soon learn about being audited by the IRS.
That's the guy that thinks illegals can vote. And, Sheriff, my problem with this is that set the stage. That set the stage, in my opinion, for vote fraud and IRS intimidation if you don't vote right. Now, you can say there's no link, but now listen to this interesting tidbit.
Made clear to our viewers and listeners is that, look, this is the inauguration represented the beginning of his second term.
Yes.
But it also represented the countdown of the end of his presidency.
That's right.
And the reality is, like anything else, you better get what you can while he's there because, look, come 2016, that's it.
Well, you know, I don't know. And I think some people are missing something here. The president has put in place an organization that contains the kind of database that no one has ever seen before in life. That's going to be very, very powerful. And whoever...
In terms of the Organizing for America that he's now shifting to become a 501c4.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And that database will have information about everything on every individual in ways that it's never been done before. And whoever runs for president on the Democratic ticket have to deal with that. They're going to have to go down with that database and the concerns of those people because they can't get around it. And he's been very smart. I mean, it's very powerful what he's leaving in place. And I think that's what any Democratic candidate is going to have to deal with.
They've got a database with everything on everybody. Barack jokes about sicking the IRS on people, and illegals can vote, Sheriff. Now, this was all said and done during the Barack administration in 13 and so on, and now it's all culminating now. What do you say, Sheriff?
Yeah, it's no big surprise, and this has been what you and I have said all along. The reason why Biden and Obama do not care, in fact, absolutely do not care, but actually promote illegal aliens coming into America is to create the Democrat monopoly that they've been trying to achieve for the past 30 years. In fact, Bill Clinton really promoted getting illegals registered to vote. And this has been their subterfuge all along. I'm not the only one who has said this. Jason Chaffetz said it on Fox News. And this is not rocket science. You can look at it and see what they're doing. And I do believe that this had a hand. A lot of people say, no, voter fraud is the only thing that they achieved in California to make California go from a Ronald Reagan state to a Nancy Pelosi state. I guess you could call this voter fraud because it is fraudulent because you're having people register to vote who are not qualified. And being a citizen is the first qualification. And some people say, well, I have to be a citizen of the United States. Technically, no, you don't. But you have to be a citizen of California or you have to be a citizen of Arizona, Utah, so on and so on, to be able to vote. Those who renounce their and denounce their citizenship, they're not allowed to vote anymore. So if you never had it in the begin with, you're not qualified to vote.
and you're not here, you're not a citizen because you contributed.
You heard the
by
president. If you're
job.
If you vote, sure. You're a citizen, buddy.
Yeah, I like how you Barack put that, man. Oh yeah, that guy.
Think about that from the president, though. We can laugh at him, but how much of our illegal voting and or vote fraud relates to this immigration issue? You put dead people on the rolls of 350,000 and then illegals voting, and need I say more?
not really. I'll tell you, though, that guy is such the smoothest liar. So if you found a way to illegally vote, now you're automatically a citizen, according to Barack Obama. I mean, yeah, the guy is such a farce. When you get past his nice looks and his smooth talking style, no one talks smooth like he does. And in fact, his form of speech is very uncommon. But it's also alluring, and it's grabbing, and it's penetrating. And he is just the biggest liar. When you tell kids about what a liar he is, you know, they have such a hard time with that. What? No way. This guy's really he's a nice guy. Yeah, he's nice how he lies. You're right. It's really something else that we actually elected that man. It's really an indictment on the ignorance of the voters. And it's really it's a very penetrating issue that proves, that absolutely proves that brainwashing and propaganda schemes work. And that's why we had a Barack Obama. So
there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Now, speaking of that, I mentioned that dozens of major corporations are offering to pay for their employees to travel out of state to obtain abortions. Now a new headline just came into my news feed. 56 companies are announcing abortion perks. Hundreds remain silent. This is where we lose the culture war, Sheriff.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, I think this goes much deeper. And I think we could look at some religions who are not just on the wrong side. You know, most of the religions are on the right side of abortion. But what are religions doing in this country? What is, I'll call it the Christian church. What is the Christian church doing to stop abortion? And I've said it on your program before, and I'll say it again, that any church is quiet while we are paying $4.3 billion to this murderous organization known as Planned Parenthood. And the churches remain silent. No, I'm sorry. I do not support that. I will not accept that. And no way. And some of them are wrong on the gun control too. No.
Ladies
no
and
way.
Gentlemen, adults are dying left and right for no apparent reason. Details in seconds. Sheriff Mack responds. And then we'll talk about the press conference coming up. Second hour, simulcast with Bridey on TV and the Sheriff Mack Show. Hang tight, Liberty Roundtable, live.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Buxman and Sheriff Richard Mack. I know we've kind of mixed a few things together here. Alcohol for the 4th of July. Abortions everywhere and companies funding them and promoting them. Poor lady saving her own kids from a shooting and now she's being attacked by the cops. State Supreme Court rejecting law giving illegals the right to vote. Talk about vote fraud. There you go. But now there's a headline that I find very disturbing. It's called Sudden Adult Death Syndrome. Yeah, suddenly spikes. What's going on? People are asking the question. Media outlets around the world have now started to highlight the fact that, hey, this unique phenomenon called Sudden Adult Death Syndrome. People dying with no sign of illness or underlying health conditions, ladies and gentlemen. They simply collapse during the day or don't wake up in the morning time. The Epic Times is highlighting this, Sheriff, and it's a serious problem. They believe it all has to do with COVID shots. But yet, of course, there's no connection. You're just a conspiracy nut, Sheriff.
Well, I didn't say it.
You're a conspiracy guy, so every conspiracy that comes, you're responsible for, sir.
Well, actually, we're talking about it, so that makes us conspiracy nuts.
There you have it, yeah.
Yeah.
You just can't avoid
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I mean, you had to know that was coming. I mean, you really did have to know that was coming. You know, the prediction was that that would take place. You cannot put those poisons into a human body. You cannot put the spike protein into human bodies. And then add the boosters to them. Just like Fauci, he got it. He got COVID. He proved to the world that the vaccines do not work. They are not safe. They are not effective. And this is the biggest, one of the biggest scams ever to hit to the world. Probably is the biggest scam to ever hit the world. And then the next one would be to America, especially. Vote fraud, election fraud. Need to keep that term, election fraud. But you know, some of this really is vote fraud or voter fraud. The voter fraud are people who registered 3, 4, 5 times and voted 3, 4, 5 times. That's voter fraud. Illegal aliens voting is voter fraud. I mean, you could call it election fraud too, and it would be under the umbrella of the word or the term election fraud. But there really is a lot of voter fraud in this whole thing as well. And it is time for sheriffs to step up.
Amen to that reality check. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to keep up on what Sheriff Mack and the CSPOA is doing, all you got to do is text this number and you'll be added to the new text list that CSPOA has. It's a non-high traffic list. It's very low traffic, but it'll keep you up to speed on what's happening. Text the letters CSPOA. So text CSPOA to 53445. text CSPOA to 53445, and you can keep up on what is happening. There's going to be a press conference at the Ahern Hotel July the 12th, 10 a.m., where we're going to really dig into this stuff. We're going to talk about the history of vote/election fraud. We're going to highlight what current sheriffs and people are doing now. There's a lot of groups fighting vote fraud. And then we're going to encourage sheriffs across the country, all 3,000 of them, plus to understand and to dig into vote fraud. The 2,000 mules is just one example of beyond probable cause information. But there's going to be all kinds of announcements at this press conference, things we're doing to help sheriffs in their investigations, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Partnering with True the Vote on this thing, it's going to be huge. And so far, we've got Bridie on TV that's going to cover it live. And we've also got Mike Lindell's network, Frank Speech, going to be covering it live. Two TV, digital TV networks so far in the media willing to cover the event live, Sheriff.
Yeah, I'm thrilled with all of that. Hope we get some epic times there and some WorldNet Daily. We're also reaching out to statewide media agencies in Nevada and across the country. We really hope that the mainstream national media will want to come make fun of us, demean the whole thing. Whatever gets them there, we want them there. And of course, what they do with the truth that we share there and the challenge that we are putting out to all law enforcement agencies, especially sheriffs, the challenge for them to get busy on this, and our plea to them that they understand that they are America's last hope in this one of the greatest crimes ever perpetrated against the American people. And the accusation is that if the accusation is true, it would be one of the greatest crimes. One of the most horrible crimes ever perpetrated against the American people, a coup against the stewardship that the American people own in choosing their own representatives in this constitutional republic. It is the destruction of our constitutional republic. It is a horrible, horrific crime. And really, the way it looks now, the sheriffs are our only hope.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. We've got a lot of work to do. We the people need to stand together. We the people need to put our money where our mouth is. Look, sheriffs have authority when they get elected and when they swear an oath of office. When they're sworn in, they gain this authority given to them by we the people, delegated to them by the people. That's where their authority comes from. Their power really comes from we the people backing the sheriff, though. A sheriff that has no support from his citizens won't be a sheriff very long. On the other hand, a sheriff who works with his citizens or her citizens and understands the partnership that can take place has tremendous, tremendous authority and power to make a huge difference within his jurisdiction. Now, we don't teach that the sheriffs are above God like they lie and say we do, but we do believe the sheriffs are living way beneath their responsibility. And when it comes to election fraud right now, we need sheriffs to stand up and investigate. And next hour, we've got a sheriff that'll be with us, Sheriff Christopher Schmeling, who will be highlighting what he's been doing in his investigations and where we stand and all that kind of stuff. Hopefully, he'll be able to join us at our press conference as well. But we got a lot going on there, Sheriff, and this is really where the rubber meets the road. Citizens can bring probable cause to their sheriffs. Then their sheriffs can partner with all kinds of groups and conduct investigations. And you know what? If you don't have vote fraud in your county or election fraud in your county, that's wonderful news. I'll be really surprised if you don't. But if you don't, that's great news. And we need to highlight this. This is a kind of a little bit for the mainstream press to think about. How about if we had a bunch of counties that could say, look, we've investigated and we're clean, we're good. If it's true, we can build confidence in our elections again, Sheriff. Right now we've got a massive mistrust to where a lot of people just feel disenfranchised and they're not even willing to vote anymore. They're just like, whatever, what's the point, what's the value? That's got to stop. We've got to build confidence again, sir.
Yeah, I agree. There's lots of people who simply look at the computers and look at the corruption and they have no idea where their vote goes or if it really counts, if it makes any difference. And so they don't vote. And they're tired of fighting the corruption, and they just kind of retreat to their own world. And I will tell you that I have said just the opposite. I have said there is no way I'm going to allow them to keep me from trying. I will still go vote in August for our primary here, and I will still go vote in November, and I will vote against these corrupt officials. And probably just about any incumbent, I will vote against them. Not 100%, but really, really close. And, you know, somebody like Rand Paul, I would still vote for Rand Paul, even though he has really ticked me off regarding Sam Girard and his lack of concern for an innocent Amish farmer going to prison. But, you know, comparatively speaking, he's still way above the curve on politicians. But this is the thing, Sam, it's the corruption has created the apathy. We get mad at people for being apathetic, but the corruption of same old, same old, same old, and just changing the name on the door, which is so true, it really is hard to combat the apathy with such subterfuge and corruption going on.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, this is something that we cannot let go. If we lose our right to vote, or if the right to vote gets tainted or destroyed or whatever you want to call it, altered so much to where we feel disenfranchised, you know, you ask somebody, hey, who are you going to vote for? And they're like, what are you talking about? Why would I vote? What's the value of that? My vote's going to probably be just thrown out or ignored or changed or whatever. And people don't have any confidence anymore. Folks, where do we go when that happens? Do we just eventually become like third world banana republic countries where they have elections just to kind of mock the people and pretend that there's some semblance of civility and semblance of accountability and et cetera? Is that where we're going to head in America? Or are we going to get a handle on this thing and say, no. America is more important than that. America matters. We're going to make a difference here. That's where the rubber meets the road. If you want to get more information to keep up on what the CSPOA is doing, again, text the letters CSPOA to 53445. That's 53445. Just text CSPOA, and then you'll be added to the list. Now, you can also go to CSPOA.org and become a member of the posse today and be part of the solution. You can also check out CSPOA.org/elections, and you can see the sheriffs there that are backing our cause. You can see our press release initially announcing this. You have a link to our press conference information coming up July the 12th. Anybody's welcome. It's free. It's at the Ahern Hotel. It'll be at 10 in the morning. And, of course, we're working on media. So if you know any media that wants to cover it, get a hold of me. You know how to do so. LibertyRoundtable@gmail.com. Anyway, all I'm telling you is there's a lot of things we're doing now. And the repercussions, the ripple effect will be huge if enough people come to the table and help. Help us with finances to make this all happen. Help us with sharing, see if you can get different media people to cover this and talk about this with us and focus on this with us. And this, in my opinion, is the quintessential discussion right now. What's going to happen in 2022? Because if you let vote fraud happen and all the Democrats, and I'm not backing the Republicans either, but all the Democrats and or deep state folks, look, they'll legislatively force pro-death. They'll use legislation, if you're not very careful, to go ahead and overturn Roe versus Wade again and make Roe relevant again, if you let them. Ocasio-Cortez is already going after the justices, AOC. She wants to, she wants to say they lied in their confirmation hearings, and therefore they should be prosecuted for their lies. They should be impeached. Wow, we better stand up now, folks. The culture war's getting hot. Hour one of the can, hour two coming up. I am Sam Bushman. God save the Republic of the United States of America.